Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Second segment today, talking about an event that is happening tomorrow. It's Aviva Health hosting the third annual Shamrock Quest. And Sarah Holborough from Aviva is in. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. We're super excited about tomorrow's third annual Shamrock Quest. Rain or shine, we will be ready to welcome all of Douglas County young families tomorrow at Aviva in our parking lot right there close to Costco.
So talk about what the idea behind Shamrock Quest is.
So the idea behind Shamrock Quest is pretty simple, to give young families an opportunity to have a day of fun while connecting them with our incredible local nonprofits and organizations that are here year-round for with resources and support mechanisms for their families to thrive. But this is a day of fun. It's a day of fun. It's a time for parents to connect with their kids. And it's free. It's inclusive. It's accessible. And it's been a community favorite for the past few years. So this is the third one. The first one we were able to host outside. The second one, we had to go indoors due to rain. But this year, we're back outside and we're super excited about it.
So noon to 3 in the Aviva Health parking lot, what kinds of things are there for kids, families, et cetera, to do?
So much for kids and families to do. The main event is an adventure quest. So when you check in, you will get a passport and you will go around to the different quest stations, complete a little task, whether it's a beanbag toss or an obstacle course, or maybe you interact with Thundering Water and climb their climbing wall or go through their inflatable obstacle course. But you collect those stamps. And at the end, you turn in your passport for a chance to win some incredible prizes, from bikes to scooters, gift cards to local businesses, things to continue the fun at home and your health and wellness journeys at home. So we will be rolling out those prizes on a rolling basis. So you can turn in your passports for prizes coming out at 1:30 during the event or at the end of the event at 3 p.m. So other things that can be enjoyed are face painting, Aero tag, a photo booth where you can download a digital photo of your family from the event. We'll have some food trucks. We'll have some giveaways, games, dance parties. There are tons of incredible community organizations that are supporting this. The organizers that came together this year to make sure this continued to happen, our friends at ADAPT, our friends at Thrive Umpqua, and of course, Thundering Water. So Aviva Health is thrilled to host this on our JBCC campus. And again, it's all free of charge. So we hope you come out and enjoy join us tomorrow from 12 to 3. I do want to say, if you haven't had a chance to pre-register for the event, there's still time and there are some extra incentives. So if you're a parent and want to beat the lines, please pre-register today. You can get the information off of our Aviva Facebook or Thrive Umpqua's Facebook. If you pre-register as a parent, you have a chance. Three parents tomorrow will win great gift cards to local grocery stores, and those will be identified at the registration table. We will also be giving out free t-shirts, and the first 300 kids will get green swag bags from Aviva that you can collect all of your goodies in.
So there's definitely an advantage to signing up ahead of time. Not only the idea of getting prizes, but getting kind of more fun out of the event.
Exactly. And really, the past two events have drawn in over 1,000 local young families at each event, both outside and inside. So pre-registering just helps you beat those lines and get to the fun even faster. So we are so pumped to have it at Aviva. We understand that healthcare goes beyond just what we provide in our clinics, and we are always game to step up for our community and support our young families and really just our rural community thriving. And we do that by hosting events like this where organizations collaborate and come together to bring the joy.
And so Shamrock Quest, and here you are just ahead of St. Patrick's Day. You would have think you planned that.
Yes, no coincidence there, and there will be plenty of green. We hope every young kiddo that comes through the line will get a green necklace and hopefully collect a lot of other green along the way. But it's a day of fun. It's a day to connect with organizations that are here to support the community, and we hope it's just an annual event that families always have on their calendar where they know that the community is here to support them and we want to have fun alongside you.
And coming just a few days before the official start of spring and spring break in a couple weeks and all that, one of the first kind of outdoor type things with the shift in the weather and everything after kind of the long dreary winter where you kids didn't really want to go outside for events, and now you've got decent weather for it.
Exactly. And I think it's the perfect, you know, time to remind families that we're here for you. We're in the push to the finish of the school year, and let's have some fun together on St. Patrick's Day weekend. Again, it's free. It's intended for young families. We'll have food there for you, food that you can purchase and food that's also free of charge. So we hope you feel comfortable joining us. There's still plenty of time to pre-register, so get your kids pre-registered for the fun, and we'll be ready to welcome you from noon to 3 tomorrow. You don't have to be there right at the start. You can come at any point and start collecting those stamps for your passport. I want to give a shout out to Oregon Pacific Bank, who sponsored our Pot of Gold prize station. We'll have bikes, we'll have scooters, smaller prizes, bigger prizes, and we'll be announcing those prizes for at 1:30 and at 3 p.m. during the event. So we're pumped, and we hope you want to join us tomorrow at Aviva Health right there by Costco.
Well, and a great day for it. You know, the good part is the fact that the light rain is going to be gone very early in the morning, so you don't even have to worry about that this year.
Exactly. I think it's going to be a perfect day, and light rain is the most perfect way of foreshadowing for a wonderful day of good weather, good times, and great community connection.
All right. So, yeah, and I did double check. Really, it's after about 6 a.m. and the rain's gone. So you're free and clear tomorrow, and that should work out really well. Getting all these organizations together, it's one of the things I noticed with Aviva. You really do a lot of these things where it's not just an Aviva event, but you're working with other people. It seems like kind of a real focus.
Community collaboration is key to us at Aviva, whether it's our academic partnerships with our residency program or partnerships with workforce development at UCC. We value our core community partners, and we respect the work that is being done on a daily basis with all of our incredible nonprofits. So it's an honor to be able to pull everybody together and host a day of fun for the local kids.
All right. So again, as we wrap up, a reminder, what time and talk about the registration real quick, too.
12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Aviva Health right there by Costco. Please pre-register. You could have a chance to win some amazing gift cards. You'll beat the lines. There will be free T-shirts as long as they last and some swag bags for the first 300 kiddos. We can't wait to see everyone. And if you need more information, please feel free to visit the Thrive Umpqua Facebook page or the Aviva Health Facebook page. Can't wait to see everyone tomorrow.
All right. Shamrock Quest on Saturday noon to 3. Sarah Hopro from Aviva. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.